right, Marina, question number two.
The Georgia Supreme Court ruled to dismantle the state's charter commission this week on the grounds that the entity is unconstitutional. What are the repercussions of this decision?
I mean, I think the repercussions are large, but you have to take it in context of the, you know, the Supreme Court ruled that the state constitution said this was illegal. So you can't necessarily extrapolate it to all states, but I think it will give a lot of fodder for, you know, people who are against charters to say, oh, you know, this is another way that we can kind of get at the charter school movement. The problem is that you have this state commission that's kind of over, you know, reaching beyond what a district has already rejected to say, oh no, this is okay. And, you know, there are certainly kind of constitutional issues with that of who really does control the funding and the decision making at the local level. So in terms of the charter movement as a whole, though, I'm not sure. It's kind of hard to tell where this is going to go. I mean, what do you think, Daniela?
I think, well, above the charter movement and beyond that, I think the issue of governance that this brings up, the issue of local control versus state control, is definitely going to have implications for how we view, you know, who can run our school systems in the future. I thought one of the big things that stood out to me in this case is that two of the charter schools that are now in this limbo flux world are state virtual charters. So state-based schools, virtual academies, anyone from anywhere in Georgia can enroll in them. They don't necessarily fit into this traditional model of a district-based school, but because of this new court ruling, they can't exist anymore. So you've got a state-based virtual school not being able to exist because they somehow compete against a district-specific school. I think these are issues like that are, you know, I think one of the bigger takeaways or one of the bigger kind of red flags to draw from this court ruling.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that it's very clear that the charter movement has moved faster than all of these kind of, you know, the bog of legislation and state constitutions. All of that is kind of lagging behind it. And until we can kind of get the two to run parallel, until we can update all of this, you know, past legislation to support charter schools, we're going to keep hitting issues like this. I mean, things like, you know, what about the State Board of Education? Do they have say over local school boards? It's this kind of dichotomy of two, you know, of tensions of local versus state control, and charters are kind of operating outside of both, you know, but it doesn't matter if the local school board doesn't want a school, but maybe the parents in the districts do. You know, whose say is it, and can the state step in?
Right, and again, getting back to that governance issue then, and charters will definitely be the incubator and definitely be that experimental scene for these new issues of governance as they arise. But so I mean, hopefully there's, I guess I just checked in before we came into the podcast, and it looks like hundreds of people are protesting the Georgia Supreme Court decision, and we'll see what all this really means for the four other states that have similar legal constraints and legal in cases working through the legal system now.